Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Direct Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
I love politics.
Not sure whether politics and dating really go together.
The only thing I do recognize right now is a political fiasco here.
Political decision.
What are you doing? You don't know anything about politics.
Well, apparently you're more political than we thought.
I'm no cheap, crooked politician!
Gentlemen, gentlemen, affairs of state must take precedent over the affairs of state.
Boy, I did not go into politics to pimp for you.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And since it's Drexmas Eve, bring this on. Yes, ho ho.
I'll be stoned for Christmas.
The Bay Area's very own.
If I find some weed.
Just think next year at this time it'll be legal,
I don't grow.
It's already legal.
My man's dry bro.
Right on.
And says it might be 2 weeks. Christmas Eve will find me
stuck in that traffic to Tahoe.
Smiling as I sleep. I'll be stoned for Christmas, 'cause Denver flights are cheap.
Yes, they are, and so are the trips to Hawaii. Now that sounds good now, doesn't it? A lot of people, increasing number of single adults, are choosing to spend holidays with their friends rather than their family.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just saw three fellows downstairs. I don't know what they were up to.
You know, right now, more than 40% of un-American. I don't know. A little ho-ho?
Well, you're like, what are you guys doing here?
40% of unmarried Americans say they're just fine without visiting the biologicals.
Oh, that makes me sad, because I was just thinking when we were listening to I'll Be Stoned for Christmas, I was like, I hope my mom's still up when I get there.
She will be.
She's so cute.
She's waiting for her Heather. Come on.
I hope so. She does. She says stuff like that. Like, we need a little Heather right this very
Lots
minute.
Lots of leather. La, da, 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 da. Boom. All right. John Lobertini from the KGO Newsroom is here. And
the
Late Night Late Show wrap-up, I want to bring up Robert Downey Jr. I'm not a role model, but I deserve a pardon. And sure enough, Governor Brown today granted him a pardon.
Robert Downey Jr. was, he actually says that being arrested back in 96 with a weapon, some cocaine, some heroin, and he spent 16 months at Corcoran State Prison, and that's a bad place.
He had a big problem.
He did. He says that time in prison probably saved his life. Now, what he did, you know, after he cleaned himself up, I mean, there was a lot that happened, and he's, you know, well on the road to recovery. But at one point, he decided that he wanted to, you know, get this stricken from his record. And he actually went to court and asked for a pardon. And those things, you know, have a way of making their way to the governor. And the governor every year does this. You know, there are a select few individuals, usually, you know, under 100. And Robert Downey Jr. is one of them.
Okay, I'd say justifiably so, good for him. I mean, and then there's another little part of me that says, well, that's Iron Man. Of course he's going to get a pardon. What about Joe Smith? You know, the guy up the street.
Well, somebody
who can't get a job because he has to fill in that.
Yeah.
You know, ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah.
Right, and it was a drug crime. And it was something that you were doing to yourself.
Right. And, you know, I think that's part of the reason that he was pardoned, because it was a drug crime. And under today's rules, he would not have been charged and sentenced the way he was. Having the weapon, you know, made that a much more serious offense. I'd heard somebody on another radio station today remarking that, you know, maybe this was Jerry Brown trying to keep Hollywood a little bit happy.
Oh,
by
my.
Taking care of one of theirs.
Okay, well, people are thinking that.
Oh, interesting.
No, no, no. I'm sure that look, I think that Robert Downey Jr. has done, he's a great example, sets an example for anyone who has gone through addiction. He's a great example of a public persona who hit rock bottom. And when he hit it, man, he hit it like, you know, Iron Man without the power. I mean, he fell from the sky with a big, big old thud. 808-0810 is the number. What do you think? 808-0810. So, yeah, there are people that saying, well, that's exactly right. He was pardoned because he's Iron Man. He's a celebrity.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is that the governor can do this, and he doesn't have to give a reason. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, on his very last day in office.
That's when they do it, usually, yes.
On his very last day as governor, commuted the sentence of Esteban Nunez. Esteban Nunez is the son of Fabian Nunez, who was the Speaker of the State Assembly and one of the five most powerful people in the state of California. He and Schwarzenegger worked very closely on budgets and energy crises and all sorts of other things. They were very close. And there was a lot of criticism over that because Esteban Nunez was involved in a fight that led to a young man being stabbed to death. And his family feels greatly violated because this young man had his sentence commuted. It was reduced. He's still serving a sentence, but it's considerably less than it was. You know, and it helps to have friends in high places.
808-0810 outside the Bay Area, anywhere in the United States or around the world. It's area code 415-808-0810. So that reminds me of a story that I read this week of Charles Manson. Of course, we know why he's in prison. This goes back to the right. 60s and the murders.
Tito Bianca.
Yes. And I guess apparently it's his son who is saying he needs to be retried because he's not guilty of killing anyone.
Oh, my.
Well, you know what? He may not have physically killed anyone, but in California there's something called the felony murder rule. And if you're involved in a crime, whether you commit the act or not, you too are charged with murder. It's, you know, if you're with five guys and you're robbing a bank.
You said with. Charles wasn't. I mean, this is just the argument.
But you see, that's you know, a conspiracy to commit murder. You know, he was, you know, he instructed those people to go out and, you know, find a body. As I recall, they were trying to, they sought someone. They looked for someone to kill.
Tate.
And the Tate Lobe and the Lobiancas were grocery store magnates, as I recall. But yeah, I mean, any connection to a crime like that can get you charged too. So I don't know the specifics of his son's allegation, but I'd be surprised if that gains any traction.
Okay, well, you know, trying to compare Robert Downey Jr. Oh my God, to that is. Just a ball of wax and a big mess. But back to Robert Downey Jr., and I'm not a role model, but I deserve a pardon. And by the way, you said friends in high places. But I have to ask you, John Libertini, as we just played out of the break, I'll be stoned for Christmas. And I mentioned probably next year at this time, marijuana will be legal. You said, well, basically it already is. And I would agree with you. And by the way, you know, it is tis the season. The holidays are here when you cross one of the bridges in the Bay Areas and you see the big sign, Buzz driving is drunk driving. Yes, look up.
Buzz driving,
really?
They're talking about drinking. They're not talking, you know, it's have a couple
of
drinks.
No, that's not what it implies.
The PSA, there are PSAs all over the place that relate. They call buzz driving is, oh, I only had a drink. I was a little buzzed. It doesn't have anything to do with pot.
I totally disagree. 808-0810, buzz driving equals drunk driving.
Well,
means if you're smoking pot, you know, with the smoke rolling out of the Caldecott Tunnel or Treasure Island. Yeah, I mean, you know, every day.
It's a great story.
Seriously, you're telling me that doesn't have anything to do with people driving around stoned?
It doesn't, and I'll tell you that they have not figured out how to measure intoxication with marijuana.
I know, but I think that's what they're implying.
No,
if you're smoking pot,
it's the same as drinking and driving.
If there's Dorito dust all over the steering wheel and you're like, hey, man, you can hardly open your eyes, then I think you're buzzed.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So next year, when this becomes legal, I think that all of those low-level drug offenders should have their sentences commuted and removed from their records. Well, just like Robert Downey Jr. got pardoned.
There are a lot of people that were released from prison because their cases had not yet been fully tried when they passed Proposition 47, which reduced most drug crimes and some criminal offenses from felonies down to misdemeanors. People don't get thrown in jail for those kinds of things anymore. And there were people released from jail and state prison whose cases had yet, you know, to run their course because the law had changed.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with John Lobertini. 808-0810, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And I've played so many parts, I don't know which one's really me. Don't know if I can take another Christmas.
In an empty beach cafe. Right, be careful what you wish for. Hold me tighter, Carmelita. I don't know how long I can stay. A couple more days and then I'd be out of there, back to NorCal. Okay, let me ask you this. Oakland Raiders people, owners, you just won a game in Oakland. That's a Merry Christmas. A big game.
Yeah, it's great to have a win.
Against the other defecting team, there's a lot of irony in that, and that's the San Diego Chargers. They beat them tonight in overtime, 23-20.
Yeah, overtime, 23-20.
Okay, congratulations to the Raiders, 808-0810. And then you have those Chargers who want to defect from San Diego and move to Los Angeles, too. What a mess.
And they could share a stadium with the Raiders.
What a mess.
All right, so here's the deal. There are three teams, the San Diego Chargers, the Oakland Raiders, and the St. Louis Rams, who are all expected to apply to relocate to Los Angeles. Now, it's been 20-some-odd years since L.A. had a team because the Raiders left for Oakland and the Rams left for St. Louis, and L.A., the number two media market in the country, had no professional football team.
Because no one cares there.
No, that's not why. That's not why they didn't. They didn't have a stadium.
I know,
that could accommodate. You know, in today's pro football, you have to have a stadium that makes you money. We're talking luxury boxes, high tech,
one we have in Santa Clara.
God, that's an awful place, but yeah.
That's why I went there. But,
what not to do.
Right.
So the owner of the Rams, Stan Kroenke, has bought some land in Los Angeles where you ought to see the renderings for this stadium.
Magnificent.
Yeah, it's a high-tech marvel. And he could, and he's got people that are interested in building that thing. And so the question is, will the NFL move three teams to Los Angeles? The Raiders are in a position to go, and I think the NFL has given the city of Oakland until sometime next week to come up with a plan to keep the Raiders.
Oh, my God. As in holding hostage?
Coming up with a plan to build a stadium to keep the Raiders in Oakland.
With public money?
Probably some public money.
No.
You know what, Drex, I'll argue this. There are a lot of people that don't like using public money, but the public benefits for a team are enormous. The public benefits of having a team on a city and a region are enormous. When the Sacramento Kings almost picked up and moved to Seattle at one point, there were some other, but Seattle was the primary place. There were estimates done that the presence of the Kings in the Sacramento area was good for $100 million a year to the local economy.
Right. So you have the $1 billion Golden State Warriors who are going to build this new arena at the wrong place, probably, over here in San Francisco. All of a sudden, let's call them what they're going to be. The San Francisco Warriors will be worth $2 billion. And then you have the Oakland Raiders that want to move back to Los Angeles.
And they will probably increase in value. It's probably makes the team.
Probably so, yeah. But you're telling me that Oakland, the city, and the residents of Alameda are supposed to come up with this money, public tax.
No, it would be a public-private partnership.
Okay, yikes. And so, you know, again, now we go back. Let's go across to the middle of America, St. Louis. Let's go underneath the arch and below and between. And take a look at this. So this guy, as John Libertini just mentioned, bought all of this land in Los Angeles. But yet, what are the citizens and the people of St. Louis doing? They're doing exactly what, you know, the team here in the Bay over in Oakland wants the people of Oakland to do, except St. Louis agreed to do it. They want to pony up $150 million, which I think is outrageous. When I think of all the things that could be done with that money in St. Right. Louis, especially for a team and an owner that doesn't even want to be there.
All right, a couple of things about that. It's $150 million towards a $1 billion riverfront stadium. Also, that $150 million may not all be cash. Could come in the form of land, tax breaks. City goes ahead and builds roads and bridges, infrastructure. It may not be all cash, but you're right. The alderman in St. Louis did okay $150 million towards this project. It is, 15% of the cost of the stadium? Not a huge investment by public-private partnerships.
Okay, let's take some calls. 808-0810, where do you stand with the Oakland Raiders in Oakland versus Los Angeles? 808-0810, good evening. You're on KGO.
Chico and Humboldt, go ahead.
Okay, hi. I'm just thinking that Raiders are missing the boat because right now all we got is the Santa Clara Clowns. The Raiders have the opportunity of becoming the new blue-collar team because that stadium down there is worth, I don't know, nobody likes it.
Well, 60% of the seats are facing the Western setting sun.
Thank you. Yeah, 808-0810. Well, I think he nailed it. And Heather said it. Here's an example of what not to do. Jeez,
yeah.
How did that? I'm just blinded by all of that. How did that happen? That hot mess.
He kind of has a good point. Do you sort of counter program to this luxury thing by having just a good team and not charging such exorbitant prices and getting more butts in the seats? I don't know.
You have a Lambeau Field, and you're the cheeseheads, and that's all working out fine.
I'm thinking of Moneyball, too,
right,
A's in Oakland.
Yep, right. Yes, when is that bell going to ring?
You know what? The A's are not making nearly the money the Giants are making. Teams need to have state-of-the-art, and the A's are going through the same thing. They need a new stadium to make money.
Well, you get a
49ers state-of-the-art stadium that you can sell luxury boxes for, and there are all sorts of things that go along with that that make the franchise and make the team more profitable.
John,
that's
Libertini,
why they want these.
What are we going to do? The 49ers need a new stadium.
They built that themselves.
Well, no one
money.
Likes it.
What?
No one likes it.
Well, yeah, it was hastily done. It was plopped right in the middle of a business park with no traffic.
Shall we place
at
a
all.
Bet? Will it be 1 year or this 1 year, Christmas Eve 2016, will you be sitting here talking about the city of San Francisco giving hundreds of millions of dollars to the 49ers to build a new stadium?
It's not going to happen. That stadium is it'll be 10 or 15 or 20 years before that becomes possible, in my opinion.
Okay.
You know, and there are a lot of people who think that Jed York was bent on moving the team down to Santa Clara anyway because he wanted
it was a tougher
sell in San Francisco.
Right.
All right, so I just to wrap a bow around this football thing. The three teams are expected to appeal to the NFL and then the owners will have to decide how many of those teams they allow to move to Los Angeles. And you know, by most accounts, the owners have not reached any sort of consensus on how to proceed with this.
Yeah, that it is an issue, and we'll see. So you've got three teams vying for this space, and the entertainment dollars, the sports dollars of Los Angeles. Will that market support them? I suppose in the yickety yak is two of the teams will get the thumbs up.
I'll tell you, if the Rams and the Raiders go back to Los Angeles, you've already got history there, and that helps both of those franchises.
Right.
Gain some traction. The Rams in particular, which, I'm certain a lot of people will argue that was just moving to St. Louis was a bad call all the way around. But a vote of the NFL owners could come, according to the New York Times, as early as January 12th. So we could know something in the next 3 weeks or so.
All right. Thank you very much, John Libertini. I know you have a newscast to do, so we'll go let you go do that.
Nice to see you.
But hold on a second. I want to play this for you. The Killers, The Dirt Sledding.
Love this.
See how far you've come. There's something to be said for being present, not just getting one. So pass the gravy and tap your toes. And don't mind old Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Richard Dreyfuss with The Killers. Christmas Eve on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom.
Well, Drex, it is 9:30 in the KGO Newsroom, and our top story at the bottom of the hour, talk about a California Christmas present, the first big snowstorm of the season.
Anytime you see a snowplow, we always kind of try and duck behind it.
Well, that's KGO 810's Jennifer Jones-Lee. She was navigating the heavy snows along eastbound 80 this afternoon en route to Reno. Right now around the Bay Area, it is clear and cold. 39 degrees in San Rafael, 38 in Santa Rosa, 39 in Redwood City and Oakland, 43 San Jose, 46 San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Live and local in the Bay and around the world. Merry Christmas from KGORadio.com. Yes, we're live in the studio tonight on this Christmas Eve. Congratulations to the Oakland Raiders, and may they be the Oakland Raiders again next year at this time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Drex exclusive. We have a lot of people asking for it. This is the end of the year recap. It's the end of the world as we know it. Listen very carefully and turn it up.
That's great, it started with Deflategate. Patriots won the Super Bowl. Streaming service for HBO. Heroes on a Paris train. Blackhawks beat the Lightning. Royals won World Series. Duke had Wisconsin beat Pistorius. Guilty Jurassic World capsized a Pharaoh. American Pharaoh. Jeff Gordon retired. Tony Stewart did the same. John Kerry got into an accident on his bike. Playboy eliminated nudity. Best Grammy album went to Beck. A-Rod hit 3,000, women won the World Cup, The Force Awakens, Donald Trump, Lamar's overdose, Letterman, Final Late Show, John Stewart, Bob Schaefer, Step Down, 19 Kids and Counting, Josh Duggar, Diddling, Bruce's Caitlyn Jenner, Rachel Dolezal, all is white, white, retirement from Rupert Murdoch, Princess Charlotte, Brian Williams, lie.
It's the end of the year as we know it, it's the end of the year as we know it, it's the end of the year.
Mayweather beat Pacquiao, Ashley Madison exposed, Kobe Bryant, Russian plane, Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus flash in, John Hamm, Emmy winning, upstate New York jailbreak, cops tackle James Blake, emissions rig, by Volkswagen Boehner, stepped down all day, breakfast at McDonald's, Warriors beat the Cavaliers, Pope Francis came here, Charlie Sheen, HIV, emails from Hillary, Bobby, Christina Brown, John Stamos, DUI, Scott Weiland, died.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
U2's Ash fell on stage. Madonna did the same. Dave Grohl broke his leg. B.B. King's dead. Leonard Nimoy, Yogi Berra, Jackie Collins, Jared got my Subway, Planned Parenthood, Cecil the Lion.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Ah, take a deep breath. 2016 right around the corner, and you're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay. And again, Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us on this Christmas Eve. And by the way, some show business nonsense here. It looks like the Palins have a brand new granddaughter. No, I'm sorry. Let me make sure here.
But it was
grandson.
Born today? Yes, like Jesus was?
No.
Oh, that's uncanny.
No, it's East Coast. Well, that would be East Coast time, but I mean, she's in Alaska. So it's only 7:40 p.m. there, so it's a Christmas Eve baby.
Well, that's when Jesus was born.
Okay.
Oh, wasn't he?
Not so much. But it's okay. But it's a Christmas Eve baby. So,
I mean, okay. If we want to get down to it, Jesus was not born in December. But we celebrate this day. But I thought it was like they're looking for the manger, and then he gets born at night, and then the people come.
Yeah, the Palins. There's no daddy. I mean, there's no marriage. There's not
a
ring on it.
It's just like Jesus' birth. Nobody put a ring on it.
Right.
Well, he did, and then they backed out or whatever.
However that worked out, I'm not sure. That's why we're doing the show on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
we don't
God.
Care. Yeah, it's all good.
I hope she's wearing that little hijab and blue and cradling her son.
That's not happening at the Palin Institute. No.
Was there room at the inn? I suppose so.
So let me see here. I'm going to read it. Sarah Palin's daughter gave birth this evening to Sailor Grace. Sailor joins Trip as part of the Bristol's Blood. She hasn't revealed the identity of the daddy, but she announced she was pregnant just a few weeks after she called it quits with that fiance, Dakota Meyer. Remember?
Right.
That marriage was supposed to go down, was it Memorial Day or Labor Day? And it was in St. Louis or something. Right. It was in, it was somewhere in middle.
I feel like it was Labor Day.
Middle America.
It would have been Memorial Day because, wait a minute. When did they find out she was pregnant? Wait, that would have been, I'm counting back the 9 months. Oh, well. But she also joins, it's a Palin tradition to name the kid something really odd. You said Sailor?
Sailor.
Like Popeye.
Yes. Popeye the Sailor Palin.
I am what I am.
Yeah, right. So I guess that ex-Marine is the daddy, maybe. Oh. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea, and I don't care. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, once again, it's no big deal, and congratulations to her. It's their business. The first baby, Tripp's baby daddy, Levi Johnston, from time to time, has custody and child support. You know, hope this one's smoother sailing. I don't know how that's going to work if it's Dakota. But I guess the biggest political fallout from this is, oh, my God, you know, here you are preaching and praying for the rest of us. We're all going to hell in a handbasket. Mm-hmm. But yet your own daughter, your own family, that's all right.
Is how old and has two babies, no marriage by different fathers. Oh, my God, that's a mess. I'm sorry, that's a mess.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Of course,
it's okay
not
with
judging.
Me. Yeah, right. I mean, we don't care.
It's good, just when there's a little hypocrisy lining the entire cradle.
Yes, then we get to call you out on it.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I see John Libertini has his... it's champagne bottle out. Okay, time for a break, and we'll be back with the good news. Let's have some fun. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Are we going to hear Bill Murray?
You got to watch this special.
What is this? I have no idea.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too.
It is Bill. Yes.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Off to Tahoe
outside,
we go.
Outside, snow is falling and friends are calling.
Yee-hoo!
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Judge, you made it?
Well, there's traffic, so I caught a sleigh.
Oh, I'm
and
so
you brought
jealous.
Miley Cyrus.
Boy.
It's her sleigh.
Hey,
here comes Miley
money,
Cyrus.
Flying private, you know.
It's the reindeers that'll get you.
Oh, yeah?
Trust me.
All cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we.
Oh.
We're snuggled up together like
birds
of a
feather.
So nice to see you.
I thought I'd make a martini or two.
That's the place to do it.
So the whole Christmas special is just nuts.
Come on, it's lovely weather for us. They ride together with you.
It's totally like Dean Martin effect. They're like swilling martinis.
Know,
there's
when,
big sets and huge costumes
what,
and everything.
What, when? How
I
did
think
I miss
it's a
this?
Netflix original. Go home and
okay,
watch it tonight.
I will. All right. Wow. That's a lot of fun. How did I miss that Bill Murray and Miley Cyrus? So it's brand new.
I think it came out right after Thanksgiving. It's like a very Murray Christmas. That's it.
Well, I mean, if you want to be stuck in Tahoe and having cocktails, Bill Murray would be the guy to do it with.
Yeah. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are in it, too, I think. Andrea is in her sleigh just outside of Bakersfield.
Right on. Hi, Andrea.
Yeah, a sleigh called a Corolla. Whatever. So at 3 o'clock, I was in Chico, which is where I live. I am on my way to my mother's house, And I just wanted to say, hey, thank you for keeping me mildly amused and awake.
Well, that's
only
good.
Only mildly?
Mildly.
Okay, well, we'll try harder in 2016.
But I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So about a week ago, I heard that end of the year thingy that you played.
Yes, end of the world is not.
I searched for it with your name and that title and all that stuff, and I couldn't come up with it because there's a few people I know that would really giggle hysterically if they heard that. So where can I find that?
Okay, you got to. It's noisy. Thank you very much. You have to go to the podcast, the KGO. Go to KGOradio.com, and you can listen to it on the podcast. It's there. So,
because
for instance, I just played.
Because it is a Drex exclusive.
Right. Yes, that's why the production people, they put hours and hours and hours
into
that.
We would have to pay those elves so much to actually release that.
Yeah, that's
say
why
hi to Mom, can, Andrea, when
you
she wants
you
to get
there. You can only play
there.
It here. Yeah, right. And so I just have chosen not to release it, okay? But you can get it off of KTORadio.com. And, for instance, it played during the 9 o'clock hour, so just listen to the 9 o'clock podcast. What a Merry Christmas it is. And I wish I was on my way to, I wish that I was on my way to Tahoe, but I don't think I'd want to be stuck in the weather. And what a great year it is, I mean, to be in Tahoe with the snow. It's just absolutely relentless. And
fantastic.
Never ending. It is fantastic. Okay, well, drive carefully, everyone. We want to thank our guests. First of all, we had our...
Tim Sika.
Yes, from the San Francisco Film Critics Circle. And he was fantastic. We talked about all the holiday movies. And then Willie Wilkinson and his memoir, Born on the Edge of Race and Gender, during the 8 o'clock hour, who was fantastic and came into the KGO studios. So thank you very much for that, for giving up your Christmas Eve to share with us. And I thank you, and have a Merry Christmas, and we'll be back to make it a very happy new year on KGO 810.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.